Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Baltimore Positive on the road for the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I have a half of a fried crab cake. I still have not remouladed. I'm going to do that in this segment. And I haven't touched a broiled crab cake, which just tells you how I feel about fried crab cakes. Mayor Jake Day is here from Salisbury. We're Fratelli's. And if you're familiar with Fratelli's in Carroll County, out in Middletown, we're at the Eastern Shore, the original and the originator of the crab cake, as well as this remoulade going, by the way, I got the white pepper in there. We got to talking about the I'm not a pepper snob. Yeah. So George's gonna have to apologize to me that there's some flecks of red pepper in there, because that just makes it more sweet, and that's probably why I like it. I had a woman reach to me, and I've had a lot of funny emails from women. Some of them aren't even real. You know, bots and whatnot. So I got especially when I post anything political, I got a text on Sunday. I'm driving to the beach, and Grace Foxwell Murdoch hits me right as I went through Easton. And I said, Foxwell, maybe she's related to Len. I don't know.
I am. So,
there you go. So I know Len. So, and tell Len I'm pissed at him for not having you on a show, because, like, I told Len to help me on Eastern Shore. So, you know, there's a shout out to Len. So I know Len's busy running people for office and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I get a note, and I just want to read this out loud as to why this beautiful young lady's here. Hi, it's Grace Foxwell Murdoch, Secretary of Kindness of Salisbury, Maryland. I can meet you at Fratelli's on Tuesday, yes? And she says, Jackie mentioned me, and I thought, Jackie's my mother-in-law. And there's, I have a lot of Jackies in my life, Jackie Keller, loved all my Jacks. And I thought to myself, I'm on Eastern Shore trying to meet nice people, because that's what I explain to people. I'm going to have crab cakes with strangers and new friends. How do you say no when the Secretary of Kindness wants to come by and have a crab cake with the mayor, who was the busboy at the Fratelli's place where the guy was from Highland Town that brought the Baltimore crab cake to Salisbury? So I thought, I got time for it. I mean, it's even cloudy. Even if it was sunny and I had beach time, I would make time for kindness. And welcome. It's good to have you on. And aptly named, your parents knew something. Grace.
Oh,
there you go.
You.
Right?
Delighted to be here.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
Grace.
Absolutely.
All right. So, Mayor, explain this to me. And then sure. Are you the first to have a Secretary of Kindness as a community or no?
We believe so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think there's another one out there. You can check Google, but I'm pretty sure there's not. And here's what we know. We had the Secretary of Kindness before she was the Secretary of Kindness. I mean, Grace is, like you said, aptly named. Grace is...
I'm not big on titles. You know what I mean? I met the Lord of the Fries today at Thrasher's.
That's not a bad
one.
That's a good
title.
That's not a bad one.
I like chiefs. You know, like when there's a police chief, fire chief.
Chief of operations.
You know, you're a mayor. That's nice, but you're not a chief.
I am a chief.
Of what?
Special Technical Operations Chief for Combined Joint Task Force Horn of Africa.
It feels good to be a chief, doesn't it?
That was my title over there.
Okay.
So I was the,
So if we beat the Chiefs next month, that's all.
I'm okay with that, too.
I'm going after the remoulade while you talk.
You do it, and then let us know what you think. But
pretty kind.
Look, our Secretary of Kindness, Grace, she had been doing work in our community for years to demonstrate kindness and to help kids, really, in our community, to acknowledge that when we treat each other well, we make a better world, we make
watering
a better community.
Watering the seeds of these youth, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So one year, it dawned on me that what we needed to do was the city needed to formalize our investment in as a government, as a local government. And this is not political. It's, you know, it's not politics, but it is government's responsibility, I think, to say that, you know what, we formally acknowledge that we can do better as a community by demonstrating kindness in our meetings. We can do it in our interactions with citizens, in our, you know, in addressing tough issues between each other as elected officials.
One thing I know about it, it doesn't affect the budget. I mean, it's absolutely free.
That's right. That's right. And in fact, you'll be better at everything else you do when you treat each other with kindness. And so we named Grace the Secretary of Kindness. And since then, we've done all sorts of things.
What year was this? When did we do this?
What was that, 2017?
Yes.
2017, mm-hmm.
4 years of kindness. Mm-hmm. All right,
Four years of kindness. And so back in my first term, decided that we're going to endeavor to be the kindest city in America. And Grace, why don't you tell the story, if I may, of how we got to where we are today.
Sure. And I appreciate Jackie Denker that I now know. Jackie, love you, appreciate
Thank you,
so.
Jackie.
There you
Absolutely.
Go.
Absolutely. Jackie hooked us up because she did a two segments, actually, on the kindness in Salisbury through phoenixthelist.com. So we're very grateful. In Salisbury, where our kindness was already taking place, what we found that we were having so many projects that centered around kindness and bringing everybody on board to be kinder. I went to Jake one year, 2016, and I said, what do you think about a dance for kindness that will put us on the worldwide kindness stage? And so through Life Fest Inside, we perform Dance for Kindness, and we are on the worldwide stage for kindness, thanks to Orly Waba of Life Fest Inside. So from that, we were doing so many projects that I found on the World Kindness Movement on the internet, a way that we could get the title of a World Kindness USA City. If we satisfied the 10 kindness performance indicators. So we
is there a list? Can I Google this? Because I want to read this. Okay.
Yes.
Where can I find this? I want to do this right now.
World Kindness Movement.
All right.
It's a thing. It started in 1997 in Tokyo, Japan.
You know what? One of my favorite places on Earth. That's where I was right before COVID. I was chasing you two around over there. They were getting ready for the Olympics, and this has been heartbreaking to watch that. I would say to you, I've traveled. I haven't been to some of the really harsh places you've been. Japan is one of my favorite places to be because, and my wife would say, people are nice to each other. It's part of their family. It's part of their heritage. It's a part of their name. Your family name's involved. Mm-hmm. And that's just different. And so kindness started in Japan.
Right. Okay. This World Kindness Movement started in Japan, and they were sending the world a message that they wanted to be kinder to the world, and they wanted to be recognized. So we applied. Again, I went to Jake. Hey, do you want to try to get to be the first World Kindness USA city? Yes was the answer. I've always gotten yeses from my wonderful mayor. And so we started on a two-year journey to satisfy these 10 KPIs, they're called, kindness performance indicators. And it started with the city council signing, unanimously voting and signing the resolution to document kindness being used in all the government. And that, if it's not written down, it never happens. So that hangs on the wall at the government office building. And then it just went from there. We had the school system sign on. Dr. Hanlon, our superintendent, signed on with a similar resolution. Then our county council signed on with a similar resolution.
And this is what you brought them. Place kindness on the agenda at the next meeting. This is the list here?
Absolutely.
So I want to read this, and we'll see if it makes sense to our audience. Okay. George, you know about this?
I've heard of it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And Heather, you know about this? No? All right. I'm learning right now. Ready? Place kindness on the agenda at the next meeting. Can we do that, Mayor?
Yes.
All right. Host a panel, Conversations in Kindness. What does this look like in an ideal world, and why is taking the kinder option often the path of most resistance? Why is that? Why is being kind so difficult lately?
Well, it's because we think of everything as transactional, right? It's what can I get out of this, and what can I, if I gain something, you must lose something. Everything's zero sum, which is
taking instead of giving.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So you must lose in order for me to win. That zero-sum mindset, which is unfortunate and not realistic. You know, we don't live in a world where zero-sum is the reality most of the time. We force it that way. But the reality is we can both gain out of most of the things that we're working on. And there is usually an answer that works for most people. And that's what we have to remind ourselves. And when Grace mentioned, you know, the city council and the school board and the county council, I want you to think just for a second, and then the mayor and the county exec. I mean, you're talking right there about 25 or so elected officials who are very different and have very different priorities, very different worldviews, different political affiliations, and 25 people could agree, you know what? We set all that aside to be a kinder community, to model that in front of the young people in our community and the visitors to our community. And that's I think, what's powerful about this message.
Develop a kindness policy and workshop to create a kindness clause. So that's a mission statement, literally, right?
That's right.
Okay, fair enough. Pledge to use your best endeavors to always seek the kinder option in all decision-making processes, both professional and personal. I want to read that one again. Pledge to use your best endeavors to always seek the kinder option in decision-making. that's what your mom told you to do, right?
That's right.
I mean, literally. I'm sad we're getting back to kindergarten here, but appoint company departmental goodwill ambassadors each month to implement class acts of kindness. So it's not enough to say kindness. You got to like say, what did you do? I did this. Okay. A group of department activity and have staff vote at the end of 12 months. Okay. Acknowledge acts of kindness with an award or launch a co-branded interactive kindness card. I have that.
It's in the
you
bag.
You already brought that. Hold on, give me that. We have a kindness card. All right, hold that up. That's good.
It's in the bag.
All right, so we've done that. And tracked on Google Maps.
Yeah. Well,
I use Google Maps to find Fratelli's. Look
at
that.
Yeah, that's a different kind of card, but we have our own cards for Kind SBY.
That's right.
All right, good enough. Collaborate in kindness through seeking three ideas from all staff on thoughts on how to create a kinder company. Don't stand next to the guys I stood next to at Fishtails last night. With the community for clients and suppliers in the workplace. Undertake a biannual kindness index. What's a kindness index? These are the indices here?
They will review us. We were granted this designation in October 2019. So this year we are
keep
up
it every
for
year.
Review.
Okay.
Yes, but with this, we have developed, Jake assigned a kindness commission, and we have 20 kindness commissioners that work within the community to spread and share kindness and bring everyone together to learn kindness and to promote kindness.
Kindness, courage, compassion, act, goodwill, discuss, inclusion, respect, empathy. I'm going to share this with everybody and bring it all together. I've said this for years in traveling the world and meeting other people. This has been a difficult time here, for friendships, Facebook, mm-hmm. people I went to high school with, life or friends, family members. It's been tough. Coming, the bounce back, I think, is going to be, especially after masks and all we've been through here, vaccines, all the arguments we're going to have, this is the only answer. So when I hear that you have a Secretary of Kindness come here, I'm like, I could use some more kindness,
right.
I think it's a message we don't hear enough of.
Our Kindness Commission has done a body of work during COVID that would blow you away, Ness, honestly. And with Jake having put Julia Glanz as our acting mayor while he was absent, and we kept him abreast of everything the commission was doing, we supported businesses, we supported the first responders, we did a Celebrate Diversity and bought books for all of our schools because we wanted to give everyone in schools books where they could see themselves, know that they were authors or characters. That was a huge, wonderful response to that campaign. We've supported the teachers for Teachers of the Year. We have done a body of work that any city can replicate and be very proud of.
Well, you're running a pretty good place down here, Mayor.
Thanks,
Master. You're doing things a little different, and I knew if I come down and start to scrape back, get off of 50 a little bit,
You'd find
here.
A better crab cake and a kinder community.
I'm going to have some of that homemade. I didn't know they had homemade pasta down here, too. It's a good place on the shore. George, I appreciate the hospitality, and Heather for all she's done here the last couple days. Believe it or not, it's the Ocean City Chamber of Commerce put this together. And
we appreciate our friends in Ocean City.
We do.
How often do you go to the beach?
Almost every week. I got a 4-year-old, a 5-year-old. They want to go to the beach. They want to go to the boardwalk. So I'm on the boardwalk.
You're on the Marisol. I'm not really allowed to leave for more than 8 hours.
Oh, come on. I can get to Ocean City. Our sister city to the east, our friends, absolutely.
Well, I had Rick on the other day.
We're lucky, and Rick's a great mayor, but we're lucky that we have the Atlantic Ocean and Ocean City right there. So mm-hmm. we feel blessed that Salisbury's positioned.
What's the lure for you, right? I said the beach is close. Let's forget that. It's like I'm moving to Florida. Yeah, they have weather. So I've said to everybody in Ocean City, I'm sitting with all these people who are like, yeah, moved here, came here for a summer job, and I'm like, yeah, you never left. That's what we talked about doing back in 85,
right.
And I didn't do it, But at least I'm down here for now, and I'll be back down in a couple weeks. We're going to be all over the Eastern Shore. We're in Salisbury right now, Fratelli's. It says Italian outside. Trust the crab cakes. I had some remoulade. I'm about to bang into this broke. I did too much talking, and when I talk, I can't eat. So I have to stop talking now, take
Real
a break.
Sheet.
We're going to be back in Ocean City at Blue. We're going to be in Chestertown with Heather Mazur at 98 Cannons. Talk about serendipity. I wanted to have Heather Mazur on for obvious political reasons, and I wanted to see Chestertown because I've never been there. And we hit her a couple weeks ago. She said, let's do 98 Cannons. I'm like, great. That was one of the two places I was looking at. I'm like, if that's your choice, if you know people. Right. Turns out, I know the manager there, 15 years, friend. Didn't know he was running it. Hit him yesterday. I'm on the phone with him down in Ocean City. It's serendipity. It's a serendipity tour. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We are 3 for 3. It's August 3rd. We're moving on as the month goes on. Luke's still at a training. You Ravens or you're?
Oh,
like,
I'm a Ravens fan through and through.
I can look you up on the internet.
All the way. All the way. Look,
because over here, I see these Eagles people, and then there's these Steelers people, and then the Washington people don't even have a name for their team anymore.
Ravens.
You know?
And we have Eagles. We got Eagles fans, Steelers fans, Washington fans, and Ravens fans, and then the little smattering of Cowboys
Ravens
fans.
George Ravens, Baltimore guy. Yeah, Ravens. I mean, I have to ask you.
Listen, I carried a Ravens flag into Northern Somalia with me. I got pictures of it. I'm a Ravens fan. I was willing to hold that target up.
See, and right? they've always told me, especially back when the other guy was running the country, stick to sports. And I'm like, nah, I mean, we haven't even talked about it. Next time we get together,
next time.
We can talk sports.
Next time.
We can talk about where you were when, the special Ravens. 2001, how old were you? You were like a kid, right?
I was in college. I was a freshman in college.
All right. Well, I mean, that makes you a fan for life.
That's right.
Team comes out of the box in
You're
Maryland.
Darn right.
A couple hours away.
I'll never forget
Ray
it.
Ray coming out of there doing things.
I'll never forget
One of the great nights of my young life. By the way,
too.
Brian Billick informed me of this. We are celebrating the 20th anniversary of that when the Bengals come to town in November. So clear the calendar that weekend. Del Rio and Herring and Albie. 20-year
celebration.
We'll be running hard.
Yes,
Secretary
of
Kindness,
yes.
Thank you.
And if you need some fun at the beach, included.
We've got some treats for you.
I like swag.
So this is from our downtown visitor center from downtown Salisbury. So we've got some swag for you.
They brought me gifts.
Hey, City of Kindness, what can we say?
I'm going to say this every day. I knew this crab cake tour was a good idea. I knew I was getting into good things here. Is there a website for Salisbury to visit Salisbury?
Absolutely, downtownSPY.com. That's where you can learn all about the Downtown Visitor Center and things we have going on downtown. We've got free concerts every Friday night, a couple
big
festivals.
See, I've thrown the frisbee before. I was telling everybody,
And Salisbury.md.
I've been on the radio for a long time. My dad got mad at me. He said, go fly a kite. And I realized I'd never flown a kite. So, there are things I want to do. So the frisbee I've done, a boomerang I've done, but I've never flown a kite.
Well, look, my little girls, Lily and Olivia, they'll teach you how to fly a kite. All right? You come down to the beach. We'll show you how.
So you live over here. So I'm going to give you a fun little thing because I love Australia so much. My wife, when we were Googling the tour to do things, there is a kangaroo and sloth farm that's in Delaware. I'm not having a crab cake there. Sorry, Batman. Woody's, you're going to have to wait. Jimmy, too, and I know you're from Baltimore. But we're going to go over to do the kangaroo petting. And I'm just thinking, man, you have a 4-year-old.
Wait,
before you do.
You got your Salisbury
Hold
Zoo.
Hold on. We have the Salisbury
Let's
Zoo.
Do it. Let's
and
do
in
it.
The
Tell
Salisbury
me.
Zoo, we have the Down Under section where we've got wallaby, we've got kookaburra.
They make funny sounds.
They do.
I love those.
You don't need to go to Delaware.
I'll come to you, too.
Come to the Salisbury Zoo.
Here's where it is.
Free and free to park.
No, I'm driving right through here in a couple of weeks, and I'm looking... how far is the Sharptown Carnival from here?
15 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
15 minutes.
Everything looks like Texas when you look on the map, And then I realize it probably goes back to the story, because you don't know this because you're from here. When you're from Baltimore and you're 9 years old in 1977 and you're coming here, it was flying to Japan. You know what I mean? And now, east into Cambridge, it's like two songs.
Yes, yes.
And it felt like it was like hours. Like you could watch movies.
No.
And when I looked at the map, because I didn't want to do too much drive. And I don't want to be going back and forth. But I'm going to come back. My wife will make me come to. Now you said wallabies?
We have wallabies.
And right after the zoo, you need to walk across the street to our Ward Brothers Museum. You're going to Crisfield. We have their original workshop in our Ward Brothers Museum in Salisbury.
What else is in the museum?
Every history of hunting, ducks and geese. And
wild fowl.
Beautiful sculptures that you would believe they were real, and they're carved.
I came down alone. I'm coming back with my wife. This is the thing about the tour. I keep saying it's not like going to Japan, where I've been twice, and if I felt like I missed, I didn't sleep. When I do those kind of tours, I don't sleep. I just do things. But over here, I feel like, all right, it's an hour away, 2 hours.
We can relax.
We'll get here next weekend. If we don't get here, if I don't get to your zoo this time.
Just don't be a stranger.
I've just planned Crab Cake Tour 2022 is what I'm doing.
We'll give you an art tour of downtown also because we have beautiful murals and sculptures downtown.
Me too.
I knew I was going to meet nice people. I knew that. Give me your kindness there. Kinds by...
Kind SBY.
Kinds by... Kind SBY.
That's right. That's our call sign, SBY, Salisbury. our airport.
Oh!
You can fly.
It's your OBX. Yeah. I get it.
You know, you can fly in.
We've I don't got, read emoji. We only went through this. That's like that.
Two commercial airports in Maryland. We got.
You're an SBY. You're not a BWI.
BWI and SBY. That's it.
Where kindness lives, Ness. Right here.
Amazing Grace. We are in Salisbury. Our friends at Fratelli's have been very kind to us, giving us broiled and fried crab cakes. We're going to wrap it up. We're going to be in and out and everywhere all week long, spending some time with our usual sponsors. Leonard Rask is going to be with us this week. Our friends from Wise will be with us as well. And I'll be gassing up at Rofo and not eating as much chicken as I did. The thing about Rofo that's so great,
I know.
Down here, it's got two words on the sign, beer, wine. We don't have that where I live. See, you're spoiled down here on
the shore. We have it good. We have it good.
It's the good life over here on the Eastern Shore. I might never come back. I'm Nestor. We are WNST Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Salisbury and crab cakes on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Stay with us.
The best.